creamies, what do you know?
You're listening to the Cocktails and Cream Pop Show.
Wendy has been needling that card open, and I wanted to wait, but Wendy, read the fucking card.
I have
card.
To because it's from my favorite podcaster ever.
Who's me? That? I sent you a card.
Oh, second favorite, sorry.
Who's
it's
that?
From Big Fatty. Oh. It says,
yes!
Joey, Wendy, and Gary.
Yes!
It was great seeing two of you this year, and I hope I can say that about all of you, see?
Yeah.
The fat man wants you there, Gary.
No, okay.
The non-fat man.
You guys do make a terrific collective on the show, and I'm sure it will bring great rewards. He's hoping 2014 brings happiness and success to your life. It's from Big Fatty.
I love that he actually personalizes it.
I
that
know.
Shows such. And
that
you know what's funny?
Makes me so happy.
When he looked at our card that I sent, he said, oh, this is just a publicity stunt because there's our logo on it. But can you tell me, what is the logo on that one?
It's Big Fatty.
It's a picture of Big Fatty on it.
It says Merry Crimmer. And if Poodle had gotten this,
the kitty cat
calendar,
he'd
say, Big Fatty. Kitty cat, I'm gonna sit in the corner.
I liked our
card. It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
My favorite podcaster ever.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1804. The BFO for Wednesday the 24th of December 2014, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, it is the very first rebroadcast of the 2013 Crema Spectacular Big Fatty.
The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Boy, why does he have me coming into the coal mines here on Christmas morning? Doesn't he know I have a family? I'm very important. Ooh, these roads are slick. God, gosh, that's gonna leave a dent, I think. Do I have my keys to the door? Oh gosh, all this Christmas sweater pockets. Here we go. Oh, dear God. What the hell is Big Fatty? Big Fatty.
I'm on my sleigh. I'm coming. I said I'm on my sleigh.
Tighten this up a little.
Gotta tighten that.
Vader.
Yeah, hi, Big Fatty. Merry Christmas, Big Fatty.
Oh, Lord. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Why?
All right, I'm on my sleigh. Okay.
Okay, let's start this shit, Sammy.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his hall of friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone. And welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for the 26th of December, 2007, in the holy year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I am your host, the one, the fat, the only, Larry H. Vader. That's...
Wait for it.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Wait for it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How are you doing?
It's like I haven't done this in 6 years or something.
I don't know what you're talking about. With me is the fattest person. Well, actually, that's not really true, but one of the fattest people I know.
Rick Friday,
welcome.
Thank
to the
you.
Boxing Day,
yes.
20-7 episode.
Yes. And Vader, first of all, we're having a little eggnog.
We are with bourbon.
Right, a little bourbon. a little bourbon. Uh-huh. And it makes me just want to say,
I am hung like a donkey.
But okay. The rest of us know that's not true.
All right, but I've got a little gift out for you.
Big fatty.
That is my mother's Chex Mix. She doesn't call it Chex Mix. She calls it nuts and bolts.
Oh, I'm just gonna.
Be careful as you eat that.
Why?
Well, it'll make you gassy.
Uh oh.
Okay.
Well, but I'm with you, so. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you know it, since it is, you know, the holiday season, we ought to have a little sleigh bells, don't you think?
If we tighten them up.
It does need to be tightened up a little bit.
More than a little bit.
You know. We'll get right on that.
Right on that.
Right, that's a New Year's resolution right there. We'll get that done in 2008, right?
If not before.
Right. So, well, you got a week. Okay, enough.
About that, you know, we are actually, this was going to be our Christmas Day episode.
Right.
But, you know, we had to one-up those assholes over at the PNS Explosion.
Well, you know
I'm
how
sorry,
those
where? I'm
you know how those PNS people are.
So, not only did we release our best of Christmas show a day earlier
than we made
it 2 days worth of Christmas
and
show.
You know what they're saying right now?
Man!
So, and you know who else is saying it?
And Scott.
Okay, he is.
So, anyway, well, Big Fatty, look, it's Christmas night when we're recording this for the 26th, for the Boxing Day, and you know what we do on Christmas night when we're in the Charleston?
Well, absolutely. We head out to the...
Patrick's Pub,
right.
And so are you going to be joining me over there later?
Well, you're just pulling into the parking lot, and you'll be there. And you know what else we do?
What else we do?
Hmm. We do this.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're having it up.
Now, as a special Christmas gift, Rob tightened this up for us.
Oh, They tightened it up.
Have a little sip of eggnog.
It's really needed tightening for a while. So let's listen to how they tightened it. It's going to be a great Christmas.
It's great.
Having it up with Big Fat. Oh,
that's just unfortunate. But something's got to be ruined.
Well, yeah. I mean, we got to be more ruined than PNS. We are more ruined.
I was about to say, I predict in 2008 they will finally concede.
No.
We will take that. In fact, they'll probably stop podcasting because they will have just given up.
Yeah.
So we have a couple of voice letters.
We do have a couple of voice letters, and I know you don't know who either of these are from, but here's a clue who our first one is from. You know who that is. That's the Pants Off Express. Yeah,
well, I don't have a ticket on the Pants Off Express.
Well,
but,
you know, everybody needs a ticket on the Pants Off Express. It is our resident historian.
Yes. And, you know, it was lovely meeting him.
It was really fantastic meeting him this year. All right, let's see what he has to say.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Hey, Larry. Hey, Big Fatty.
Hi.
Brian from Boston calling.
Hey.
Woo-hoo. Hey, just wanted to call and wish y'all a Merry Christmas. I'm calling from my new iPhone.
Oh.
Yep, I finally got an iPhone.
Oh.
You guys have one yet? It's the most amazing piece of technology.
We'll talk about that.
You know, it's like having the internet in your pocket.
Oh.
That's pretty amazing. That's Steve Jobs. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe someday. Anyway, just wanted to call and wish everybody in the Little Fatty Cast family a merry, merry, happy, happy Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
From me to all of you.
You know what that was.
To the Skull, to the Judge, Larry Cly, Larry Vader, Macrum Larry, you Big Fatty,
hi,
all the other podcasters, extra special Chris, Omar, the other Aaron, all you wonderful people. Just want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Happy, happy New Year 2008. So best of luck to you all, and I'll be listening to the podcast. All right. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you, Brian. That's Brian. Yeah. On the old Pants Off Express.
You know what? I have to comment. You know, I hate to break up the handing it up. We were there in the San Franciscos when Steve unveiled the new iPhone.
Right.
And,
right.
I mean, it's a fine idea, but Big Fatty, I mean, honestly, you know, the BlackBerry... I can't imagine it going away. It's a good idea.
It
needs a lot of work.
Yeah.
I think we're going to see some new takes on that.
I don't see it ever going away, so... Anyway.
All right. I'm going to go back to my BlackBerry, which actually I can do things with.
How are the nuts and bolts?
Oh, they're delicious, but I was going to also thank Brian again for the gingerbread cookies.
Right. Right.
That spelled out fat. Big Fatty, he sent like 4 dozen cookies. Do you know how much gingerbread I've been pooping out the last?
About that much?
Well, that was that and a little bit of that. Because you eat too many gingerbread cookies, it is ugly.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was...
Meanwhile, Brian, Big Fatty said, you just take those home and eat those.
I did. You know, I can only have so much gingerbread. Mm-hmm. So anyway, all right, we got one more.
Ginger beards.
We got one more, and that glass of eggnog will probably give you a hint as to who our final voice letter is from.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Big Fatty. Bill, the Gate Stretch North.
Hey, Bill.
So hey, mean. I hope all is going good for you and your whole day. Anyway, I am over in Pensacola right now.
Of course. Just getting
ready to head over to New Orleans bathhouse. Of
course.
A little fun,
of course.
And spend the whole. Did I say ho? Oh,
you said whole.
Holiday. Hard to say.
Oh, anyway, Bill. Drunky Bill.
Getting my stocking stuff.
Oh,
hope all is going good. Give big hugs to Larry Vader. And
wishing
you guys a great 2008. And hope it's a great one. Talk to you later. Bye.
Well, thank
Bill.
You, Drunky Bill. And we love Drunky Bill.
Ass.
In fact, I'm going to raise my glass of eggnog.
Hold on. Eggnog
to Drunky Bill. We would toast it, but we're using the plastic cup, so
right,
it doesn't jingle. So
take glass down into the coal mines.
No, you're not allowed to have that.
Delicious.
By the way, Vader poured the bourbon in here. God bless.
Big Fatty, it really wasn't that much.
Okay,
like, the glass was almost full.
Okay, here we go.
Future participants on Hamming It Up with Big Fatty are chosen directly from our voice letter box. So if you'd like to participate, dial 206-339-6FAT. That's 206-339-6FAT. Larry?
Big Fatty, that was lovely. Those are two of my favorite people. And, you know, I did meet Bill. Mm-hmm. So I have to tell you, one, he's delicious.
He is.
And two, actually, not so much an asshole in person, but he is drunk all the time.
Oh.
All the time.
Well, we would, you know, Bill not being drunk would be like us not doing this.
Get ready to match the podcasters.
ArcherRadio.com.
Hola, chicos.
Hey, baby.
This is Noah from PNS Explosion.
And Patrick.
And
I mean,
hello, welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Herb.
This is J. Michael Haas, and you are listening to the Daily Purge.
Riding with Bill. Sit down, buckle up, and hold on.
QCast Connection with Michael
and Mr. B.
Confessions of a Southern Boy in Yankee Land. How are y'all doing?
Hands off.
How much do we love?
And Rob Nelson, Lily Magoo.
All right, Big Fatty.
All right, are you ready?
Am I ever ready for this?
No.
Okay.
Anyway,
okay.
All right, here's the first one.
All right, let me guess who said it.
Okay. I'll take a nice hard dick of a decent size rather than a big dick that's soft any day.
PNS Noah.
Oh, no, that was Bill.
Oh,
anyway, that's my impersonation of a Walgreens ghost.
PNS Noah.
Rob Nelson, Lindley Magoo.
Oh.
All right, you would have thought someone was strangling a chicken.
PNS Noah.
Oh, no, that was Omar.
Oh, I knew that.
Wilbur, give me that big horse cock.
PNS Noah.
No, that was Ricky.
Oh, fuck.
You pee like a girl.
Rob Nelson, Lindley Magoo.
Chef Mark. All right. Have a safe Black Friday.
Big Ricky. I thought he was dead.
All right, one more.
Okay.
You would probably be shitting for days.
PNS Noah.
That was Archer.
Oh, Lord.
All right. Before the time gets away from us, we got to do this.
Oh, my favorite.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
buddy.
All right, you ready?
Fire up that Commodore 64.
All right, we have got a special Dead or Alive for you today.
Oh,
all right. All right, here we go. Edgar Buchanan.
Dead.
Oh. All right, and how would we know Edgar Buchanan?
I'm going to guess he was a one-time guest star on the Petticoat Junction.
Close. But that's Uncle Joe. You know, he's moving kind of slow at the junction.
Oh, you got me, Big Fatty. You got me.
Frank Caddy.
I think he's dead.
Oh. That's correct. Frank Caddy is dead. He died in 1970. And,
oh, dear God.
How would we know him?
Well, that's why caddies are called caddies, because he was the first to carry golf clubs.
Oh. No, that was Sam Drucker.
Big Fatty, are you trying
from Petticoat Junction? I'm sensing
a theme
here. All right, Charles Lane.
Alive. Oh
nope, he is dead, and we would know him from.
I'm gonna go with Petticoat Junction.
Correct. Who was he on Petticoat Junction?
Let's go with the operator, the phone operator.
No, that was that was Sarah. Okay. No, that was Homer Bedlow.
Oh,
and all right, B. Benaderet.
Dead.
Correct. And who is that?
B. Arthur's mother.
No, close. You know, no, that was Sophia. Okay. No, that was Kate. Who ran the Shady Rest.
Oh,
all right. All right. One more. All right. We got to do
it. I got to go.
June Lockhart.
Dead.
No.
Really?
No. June Lockhart is alive. She was the doctor on
Petticoat Junction.
Correct.
Big Buddy, you couldn't have given me a better Christmas gift.
Well, I know. I figured you needed to get something right on Dead or Alive at some point.
Oh, my goodness.
So, anyway, all right. So, did you have a nice visit with your folks?
You know, they're fat.
Uh-huh.
Well, what about you?
Not bad. Now, let me ask you this. I saw on the American Online chat room the other day.
Oh, God.
A chat room, and I immediately thought of you.
Oh,
Lord. It was entitled Larry for Fatties.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Now, all right. So, but in there was a discussion on what the favorite Christmas song was.
Ah.
Uh-huh. And this Larry person in there said that his favorite Christmas song was Dance. Oh, Lord. A Dance of the Sugar Plum Fatties.
Oh.
Now, admit it. Okay, admit it.
This is also the same person that had five versions of Sleigh Ride on the computer.
It is so true. And y'all, you know, we hope you enjoy the rest of your Christmas holiday. And remember,
January 2nd, you're doing the New Year's Eve show.
Right, the New Year's Eve show. And don't forget that on New Year's Eve, you'll probably hear a lot of this. Especially if you're around LAX.
Right.
Yeah, guess. Oh, dear, Gussie. Y'all, that, of course, was Crema Paz. That was the LFC's last Crema Spectacular. Y'all, we found it in the archives, and we brought it forward. Yes, Big Fatty, move forward. Y'all, now, don't forget, tomorrow morning when you wake up, you're going to have a Crema Spectacular for 2014 that is going to include folks sitting on Big Fatty's lap. Big Fatty, it's still vulgar. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at Cocktails and Kerfuffles. And Wendy, what's your favorite part of Crema?
My favorite podcaster ever.
Oh, Big Fatty, she's going to be so excited tomorrow.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438.
1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.